Hi, my name's Andrew Cawley. I'm reading an excerpt from Dune by Frank Herbert. As the ornithopters glided out of the night above them, Paul grabbed his mother's arm, snapped, "Don't move." Then he saw the lead craft in the moonlight, the way its wings cupped to break for landing, the reckless dash of the hands at the controls. "It's Idaho," he breathed. The craft and its companions settled into the basin like a covey of birds coming to nest. Idaho was out of his thopter and running toward them before the dust settled. Two figures in Freeman robes followed him. Paul recognized one, the tall, sandy-bearded Kynes. "This way!" Kynes called, and he veered left. Behind Kynes, other Freemen were throwing fabric covers over their ornithopters. The craft became a row of shallow dunes. Idaho skidded to a stop in front of Paul, saluted.
"My lord, the Freemen have a temporary hiding place nearby where we...
What about that back there?" Paul pointed to the violence above the distant cliff, the jet flares, the purple beams of lasguns lacing the desert. A rare smile touched Idaho's round, placid face.
"My lord, sire, I've left them a little, sir."
Glaring white light filled the desert, bright as a sun, etching their shadows onto the rock floor of the ledge. In one sweeping motion, Idaho had Paul's arm in one hand, Jessica's shoulder in the other, hurling them down off the ledge into the basin. They sprawled together in the sand as the roar of an explosion thundered over them. Its shockwave tumbled chips off the rock ledge they had vacated. Idaho sat up, brushed sand from himself.
"Not the family atomics," Jessica said. "I thought..."
"You planted a shield back there," Paul said.
"A big one, turned to full force," Idaho said. "A lasgun beam touched it, and..." He shrugged.
"Subatomic fusion," Jessica said.
"That's a dangerous weapon."
"Not weapon, m'lady. Defense. That scum will think twice before using lasguns another time."
The Freemen from the ornithopters stopped above them. One called in a low voice,
"We should get undercover, friends."
Paul got to his feet as Idaho helped Jessica up.
"That blast will attract considerable attention, sire," Idaho said.
"Sire," Paul thought. The word had such a strange sound when directed at him. Sire had always been his father. He felt himself touched briefly by his powers of prescience, seeing himself infected by the wild race consciousness that was moving the human universe toward chaos. The vision left him shaken, and he allowed Idaho to guide him along the edge of the basin to a rock projection. Freemen there were opening a way down into the sand with their compaction tools.
"May I take your pack, sire?" Idaho asked.
"It's not heavy, Duncan," Paul said.
"You have no body shield," Idaho said. "Do you wish mine?"
He glanced at the distant cliff.
"Not likely there'll be any more lasgun activity about."
"Keep your shield, Duncan. Your right arm is shield enough for me."
Jessica saw the way the praise took effect, how Idaho moved closer to Paul, and she thought, "Such a sure hand my son has with his people."